from the great halls of their house, there are assembled three who hope to one day be the world's greatest driving heroes. Created from the cosmic legends of the universe comes our team captain, the Vision, Bill Fisher, and their soon-to-be Wonder Woman, Vicky Fisher, and our Captain Marvel and head flight trainee, Jennifer Scripchunk. Their mission, to fight injustice, share what is right and wrong, to get you out of your house and come out racing with them and serve all mankind. They are the Garage Heroes in Training Team.
Dominating with Dawson.
Ben Dawson, Ben Dawson, come in, Ben Dawson.
Hello, present.
Oh, look at that. He's here again.
Back.
That's right. Back in black. He's even wearing a black shirt this time.
Right, it's true. It has Earnhardt on it.
Not wearing your Dominating with Dawson shirt, but we'll let you live this time. So, Ben, I was listening to a podcast. I know it's hard to imagine that I listen to podcasts.
Okay.
And it was about racing. And the guy, philosophically, what he says is if you've got like a hairpin turn, like a 180,
okay,
he breaks the turn down into two turns, the entry to the apex and then the apex to the exit.
Okay. I mean, I can understand why you might think of it that way. Why is he talking about doing it that way?
So what he's saying is you try to maximize the first half of the turn. You try to maximize the entry.
Right. That's pretty standard for any turn, right?
Well, no, you really, you know, it's the same as if you have two turns that are really close with a short or almost no straightaway in between.
Well, right. Yeah. So in the one phase, on the entry phase, you try to just jam it in as hard as you can, as quickly as you can.
Yep. And right, then on the other, you try and make sure that while you've hit the apex, you maximize your out. Like if you're on road, if you're on Mid Ohio, the keyhole, you want to kind of get in there, but you also have to concentrate on getting out because it's a very long straightaway on the other side.
Right.
Hairpins are tough. So what he was thinking was if you break it down into two different turns, then you can make sure that you're maximizing your entry speed and then maximizing your exit speed and keeping them separate in your mind. Do you kind of agree with that kind of breakdown, or are we overcomplicating things?
It sounds like it might, in some ways, if you think about it too much, it might be kind of putting a hat on a hat. You know what I mean? But also, I understand this. It's at least the way I'm hearing it and interpreting it myself is that it sounds like this is more about intentionality and sort of being mindful about what you're doing. You're not just like trying to chug your way through a hairpin and barely make it out. You want to, hairpins are tough, and depending on what's on either end of a hairpin, you know, can be even tougher and can change your priorities a little bit. But yes, it does make sense to me to be intentional about, you know, carrying as much speed as you can into the entry, because, you know, as you're rolling off a straightaway into a hairpin, you know, you do want to finish that by maximizing your wide open throttle time on the straightaway and breaking at the very last second. So it's important to get in there quickly, you know, and with as much speed as you can carry. I mean, that's generally the case for most turns. But, you know, we always talk about prioritizing corners too, depending on what's before or after them. So if I'm understanding it right, it does sound like a good way to make sure that you're mindful about having a good entry, but also coming out with a good exit, which can be more important, I guess, for hairpins, since they're, you know, pretty consequential. You have to lose a lot of speed to get into them and to get out, right? Is that kind of part of the thinking there?
Yep. So one of the reasons I brought this up, and I'm going to invite the ladies in to discuss this, was he further broke the turn down and he said on the first half of the turn, concentrate on maximizing the traction of your front tires. And on the second half of the turn, maximizing your traction on the rear tires in a rear-wheel drive car.
This is making more and more sense as the idea gets fleshed out.
So, ladies, not you, Ben.
I think we all naturally do that. We just really never put it into context.
Do you concentrate on your front tires and rear tires separately?
Well, I think that going into the turn, you would certainly focus more on the front part of your tires And then on the end, you would certainly focus more on the back end. I mean, it makes sense now that you're talking about it.
Interesting.
I have a question. Why do you say that? Like when you said, oh yeah, it makes sense that you're concentrating on the fronts more, why does that make sense to you? Can you extend that?
Oh, I mean, you want to keep the car balanced going into the turn. So that usually going into the turn has more to do with the front end of the car. You certainly don't want to oversteer or understeer going in. You still want to get the maximized amount of traction on those. And then, you know, about midway through, you really kind of want to step on the gas and get out. But if you're not careful, then you can kind of make a mess coming out.
You could overrun your rear tires traction, right?
Right. So, I mean, it makes sense if you think about it, that's what people are doing. They're just never had it broken down that way.
Yeah, that makes sense. And one of the things you talked about is about potentially over traction on exit, or, you know, coming to grief on the extreme end of doing too much the corner. Another thing to think about when you're trying to make sure that you're maximizing your rear grip on exit is make sure that you're not underutilizing it. Make sure you're not coming off the corner too slowly or not getting on that throttle soon enough. So you could overrun it and just as easily or more likely underrun it. So it's important to work your way up to the traction that you should have. I stopped you and asked you about the thing about the front tires, specifically though, as far as the entry phase of the corner and saying, like, you know, why does it pop into your head? It makes sense that it's the front tires. And I only asked that because when I heard Bill describing that, I started thinking about the fact that we're asking the front tires to turn the car and, you know, to sort of pin the car down for rotation and make a turn. So to me, it made a lot of sense when he mentioned, oh yeah, you know, you're thinking about being intentional and mindful of your front wheels traction on the way in. So that's why I stopped to talk about that, because that's how I identify with that as well.
What do you think, Miss Jen? Are we overthinking it? Are you thinking about it?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. You totally could also put this in the overthinking category. It depends on how you learn, really.
Miss Jen.
That's it. That's what I think. You're overthinking it.
just get in, get out. I think it made sense to me in that on entry, you're braking. Sometimes you're turning, especially if you're trail braking, and you don't want to wash out wide from your apex. You still want to hit the apex, but you want to be at the limit of the tire. So you're kind of more concentrating, in my mind, on the front tires because they do most of your braking. And the weight transfers there, and they have most of the grip. And then when you're exiting the turn at or post apex, you really want to be accelerating and driving out of the turn. So your weight goes to the back. So they're the ones that dominate the turn grip. And they're the ones you have to concentrate on. You don't want to have a wiggle. You don't want to have to get out of the throttle. And then I thought even more. And then I thought about all of us, but especially Ben, in that he tries to get his turn done earlier so that he can actually go through the apex on throttle and get back to throttle as early as possible. And I think part of the reason that we all do that is our cars aren't that strong accelerating. Like if you look at the G's we pull braking versus accelerating or turning. The acceleration one is by far the smaller. So the quicker we can get back onto throttle, we're still never going to use up all of our turning capability because we just don't have the power to do that. So we can still be turning and get back to gas and actually maximize the amount of grip that we're using. And is that kind of why you get onto the gas earlier, Ben?
Definitely one of the reasons because I can. You kind of highlighted the point that none of us are ever driving cars that have a bunch of power. It is true. I mean, I can get on the gas that much quicker because that's just the point of the turn where I can safely be have my wheels be open, pointed toward the exit, and back on the gas without any danger of overrunning anything. Yeah, I mean, I would guess that our E30. Maybe putting 150 to the ground. Maybe we've never been to the dyno, the old Miata, the old kind of halfway spec'd me out. I would be shocked if that thing was actually putting down 110 to the wheel. So, I mean, I've got plenty of time to get back on the gas and be on the gas all the time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because you really can't break the tires free with the engine. So you might as well.
Right. So there's no concern. Exactly. Hammer down, right?
Get a little turn in while you still got some grip on the tires. Do you understand the trying to get the grip maximized and keep it maximized, Vicky?
Yes, I do.
So, Ben, you haven't heard the episode yet.
All right.
Vicky does not feel that she is fluent in the friction circle.
I'm not. It's always one of those classroom concepts everybody talks about, but it's not something that's ever on my mind. Is it something you want to talk about a little bit more here in this time?
I think just a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. So when we're breaking a turn down and we're trying to either accelerate or decelerate, right? You've got a certain amount of grip that your tires can do. Mm-hmm. And if you're fully threshold braking, you're using all of the grip that you have in your tires to brake. So you can't turn. Mm-hmm. But if you're not threshold braking, and if you don't have a super powerful car in the front or back to forward or backwards direction, you've got available grip for tires to turn.
I understand the concept of it. I don't understand the actual diagram. I understand the idea.
I don't either.
because honestly, it looks like chicken scratch in a circle. So that's what I was saying in my one podcast was like, I can look at that. I have no idea what it's trying to tell me, but I understand what I'm supposed to be doing.
Okay, so if using the Apex Pro, they've got a plot of the forward and backward and then side to side. When you're looking at that, if you see a lot of dots towards the center, mm-hmm. not towards the edge, that means you've spent time where you didn't use all of the available grip. You're using less of it. If you can push all your dots outwards, then you're using your grip more throughout the lap.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Is that accurate?
You want to be at the boundaries of your friction. You want to be at the boundaries of your friction level.
He was just saying that he looked at it. He didn't understand it. It looks like a piece of abstract artwork.
Right. And the chart, I've never really connected with the chart, but what you need to understand is you want to be at the margins of your friction level. And that's just represented by that circle. It's like this direction. I don't understand what all the directions are, but you understand that if you're outside of the circle, your tires are slipping. So I kind of want to be habitually out there at the margins of your level of traction and breaking it sometimes. Sometimes also that gets your tires hotter. And if you know how to manage it and keep it going, that's the fastest way to get around, is to sort of always be in a little bit of a slide as you're transitioning.
Is when you have just a little bit of slide, you actually have more friction. Uh-huh. Miss Jen?
Yes.
We still overthinking it?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't do the friction circle stuff because I'm not like a tables or charts kind of guy, but I am a butt dyno guy, and I know I'm doing well if I'm out there working it on track in a car and I can hear the tires talking to me, working in and out of corners and through transitions. If you never hear the tires talk, you're way too far inside the friction circle. That's kind of the point of the circle.
Right. And with our engines, we're always inside the friction circle because our engine just can't give enough oomph.
Yeah, you need somebody to pull you out. You need somebody else to help you pull yourself out of the circle. You need a draft.
So our friction circle looks more like a squashed egg on the one side, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does that make sense to you guys? You good?
Yep.
Yeah.
Have we beaten this
one? You'll see it 100 more times as you keep going to track it.
This is true. All right. Very well. Thank you, Ben.
Thanks for having me.